This is the Blind Geek Zone. This is Blind Geek Zone podcast number 40 for June 8th, 2010. Hi, this is Rick, and I'm back with another Blind Geek Zone podcast. Today, once again, I'm going to be talking about Quitter, which is a client for the microblogging service called Twitter that many of you are probably familiar with. And in case you're not, what Twitter is again, it's a microblogging service. What this means is instead of writing long, detailed things in a blog, instead on Twitter you just type very short messages that are 140 characters or less in length to people that are following you, that they in turn can write things back that they're doing and reply to things that you've said to them. And it's a very fun type of thing to do. Actually, I've really gotten into Twitter big time. I like it way more than any of my mailing lists or anything like that these days, and actually I've gotten rid of most of my mailing lists. I get most of my information these days from Twitter. I talk to everybody I know basically on the, you know, online on Twitter. I don't use my IMs too much anymore either. And I don't use Skype chat a whole lot anymore either. I basically do it all via Twitter these days. So if you're interested in Twitter, you can go to www.twitter.com and have a look at it and sign up for a Twitter account if you're interested. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can do that. You can go to the website, and down towards the bottom of the page, you'll see a link that says follow me on Twitter. There's two of them. There's one for the Blind Geek Zone itself, and there's one for my personal postings. And you can follow either one of those and see what I'm doing day to day. All right. What we're talking about here today, however, is Quitter. And Quitter, again, is a client that allows you actually to do way more than just Twitter these days. And in the past, I've only talked about Twitter as far as what Quitter can do. But today, I'm going to try to cover everything that I can, all of the different sessions that Quitter is capable of doing. Not only can it have a session that deals with Twitter, it also now has some other things that it can do. It has a Bing session, which is the Microsoft search engine, Bing, B-I-N-G. And you can use that to do some searches without going out to the internet. It has a Celona session, and Celona is like WebVism in many ways. It's a CAPTCHA solving utility, and that is now included in Quitter. It's been there for a little while. I just haven't talked about it until now, and I will do so today. There's another little session that's called the Stopwatch that allows you to set up basically a countdown or a count upward timer of any length you want and get notified of it as it goes off. It's kind of handy if you need to be able to time something that you're doing or need to be reminded in, say, an hour to, you know, go do something else. So going to talk about all of those things today as well with Quitter. And why I'm doing a new Quitter is because A new version of Quitter was released here very recently. Version 4.0.2 was just released. Some of the major things that you need to know about in this is that, and you need to know this with all Twitter clients that aren't using the Twitter website itself. If you're using something like McTwit or older versions of Quitter or Jotter, if you're still using Jotter, or you know, any other Twitter client that you're using. As of June 30th, the authorization system for API calls will be changing. And what this means basically is two things. One, currently you can only, as many of you know that are using Twitter and whatever, you can only have 150 calls an hour to the service, and that includes tweeting and getting various bits of information back from the Twitter service. Those are done by what is called API calls to Twitter. And currently you only have 150 of these. Well, starting on June 30th, that will be raised, and actually it's raised now if you're using Quitter or other programs that have already made the updates, but you'll get 350 API calls per hour to Twitter with these various clients, and that helps greatly. I mean, I used to run out quite a bit here, and now I don't think I've ran out one single time since I've switched to Quitter 4. So, and also what this is an authorized API call system now. You have to log into it and you get back what is called a token. And I don't fully understand this, but all you need to know is as long as your token is good, you don't have to sign back in or anything again, and you get the 350 API calls an hour. So, all right, but I ramble on here too much, and I really need to get on to what we're talking about today, and that's Quitter. Quitter has went through a lot of changes since version 3. If any of you are still running version 3, you definitely want to upgrade to version 4. All kinds of new goodies. I'm going to try and cover all of this in depth today. I will do my best. One of the first things I'm going to tell all of you out there is read the manual. It is critical that you read the manual. There are so many changes, so many enhancements to Quitter. The program has become just really, really, really powerful. And there are lots and lots of keystrokes to get things done. I'm going to do my best today to cover all of this here for those of you who maybe don't read the manual, but the manual is very, very good, and if you don't know how to get to it, I'll explain to you here. You open up my computer, go to your C drive, which XP is on, if that indeed is your XP drive, which in 90%+ of the cases it will be. If not, then replace C drive for wherever your Windows is at, you know, XP, Vista, Windows 7, whatever. And we go to Program Files, and then to Quitter, Q-W-I-T-T-E-R, and then into Documentation, and then into whatever language you've picked. If you're English, which probably most of us are that's listening to this today, then once you go into the documentation folder, it's in the EN folder. You'll find a README in there. It's an HTML document. Extremely well done. I refer to it all the time. I'll be referring to it here to some extent because even though I use this heavily every day, I still, even myself, don't know every single thing Quitter can do. So, all right, with all of that said, where can you get Quitter? Quitter can be downloaded from the web at www.quitter.net. I had to remember that. I was going to say .com, but .net. And you can download the installer there. Simply download it to your computer, run it, follow all the instructions. If you're running it on XP, no problems. It'll come right up when you start it. However, if you're doing this on Vista or Windows 7, you possibly for the install and the very first run of Quitter, you need to run it as administrator because it does write out quite a bit of information that otherwise won't be permanent if you don't run it as administrator. So make sure you do that too. That'll save you a lot of hassles in getting Quitter up and running. It's not a very big program. It's less than 10 megs. But have a look around on the Quitter client site. You know, there's the program there. There's also sound files there. Quitter has the ability to use lots of different sound packs. And a lot of people out there have done sound packs for Quitter. And I'll show you a few of those here today. I have a lot of them here on the system. I'll show you how to change all that, as well as a lot of other configuration changes that you can make to Quitter. Okay, I'm going to assume now that you have Quitter up and running on your computer and we're ready to start. If you're familiar with Jotter, Quitter actually works in a lot of ways like Jotter did. It's not a GUI based program. It can be brought up anywhere on the computer you're at, regardless of what application you're in at any time. And that's one of the beauties of Quitter, actually, that it can be called up just from anywhere. And you don't have to alt-tab to a program to do something and then alt-tab back to where you were and keep doing what you're doing. You just use the hotkeys to activate various Quitter things, and I'll start showing you that right now. Basically, all Quitter commands start with Control Windows and some other keys. And that's for the most part. There are some exceptions to this, but for the most part, everything is done by holding down the Control key, the Windows key, and some other key. All right, so let's just jump right in here, and I'll explain things as we go.
Jane Jordan at Stavia Main, and it's an absolutely gorgeous day in Philly, too. Had a wonderful couple hours out, Quitter client about 18 minutes ago.
What I'm doing here is I'm simply holding Control Windows and using my up arrow key to announce various tweets that have come in to my home buffer. And I'll talk about buffers here more in a moment.
Matt McCubbin, RT at Tripit, colon, RT at Fist Company, colon, today's edition of Work Smart, colon, mustache, have mobile apps for the road warrior, HTTP, NASA, smoother, quieter, helicopter rides are in your future, James Scholes, O2, vertical bar, recycle, vertical, blues, surveillance video shows killer tornado as it moved through Lake Township in Wood County, Ohio, HTTP, colon, Peter Bosley, at Skyring, do you run from SVN, or are you running the current build that
and
is on Quitter-client.net, Quitter client, about 17 minutes
ago. We can also down arrow.
Woos, surveillance video shows James Scholes, O2 vertical bar, NASA, smoother, quieter, helicopter, Matt McCubbin, RT at Tripit, colon, RT at Fist Company, colon, today's edition of Work Smart, colon,
you
mustache,
can go
have
backwards
apps for the road warrior, HTTP, colon,
your timeline.
/bit.ly/.
We can also, if we want to hear something again, we can do Control Windows Space.
Matt McCubbin, RT at Tripit, colon, RT at Fist Comp.
If you want to look at something in a little more detail, you can do a Control Windows V to view the tweet that you're currently On.
Control Windows V. View tweet from global-123/140 characters dialog. Message colon edit. RT attribute colon RT atfisk.
And this basically allows you to use your cursor keys and stuff to look at it either.
T space at T R I P I T.
You know, letter by letter.
RT.
Or.
Atfisk comma days. Edition of work.
You know, word by word.
Tab. Retweet colon checkbox not checked.
And you also have a few more options in here if you want to retweet it, which means it's basically like forwarding an email.
Tab, shorten URL button, Alt plus S.
Shorten a URL. If you have long, if you have a link to somewhere and it's a real long link, you want it shortened, you can do that here too.
Tab, unshorten URL button, Alt plus U.
If you want to see the link that somebody has shortened, you can unshorten it.
Tab, post this message later, checkbox not checked.
You can post it later.
Tab, OK button, tab, cancel button, tab, message colon edit, RT attribute colon RT atfisk company colon.
And we went back around. If I hit escape here.
It's canceled, gold wave, file untitled.
So it allows you to view it, and it also allows you to, you could hit OK on it and actually tweet it out as a tweet of your own if you wanted to, or retweet it, or do the other things with it, so that's, you know, kind of handy sometimes too. If you see something, say somebody has said something to somebody and you want to say basically the same thing and you don't want to have to type it all in yourself, you can just basically do the Control Windows V and modify it however you want and go to OK and send it out as your own if you want. Okay. And if you want to go to the top of the list, you do Control Windows and the home key.
Aaron B. Edgar, I'm definitely listening. http://www.mushroom.com/mitfortred. Quitter client.
Okay. And if you want to get to the bottom of the list for any reason, you do Control Windows and.
Christopher Toth, RT at Wilshipley, colon, let's hear how this one isn't racist. Arizonians, come on. http
okay.
colon.
So, and there are other movement ways you can move to. Control Windows Shift up and down arrow.
Control Shift Windows up arrow. Control Shift Windows up arrow.
No, I'm sorry.
Key right, RT at Aaron B. Edgar, I'm definitely listening.
Go up to the top here.
Darcy Bernard at liamervanai.tv is pretty good. Nambu about an hour ago.
And if we do, this is a little complicated, but if we do a Control Windows Shift page up or page down, we can move by increments of time, and by default it's an hour.
Aaron B. Edgar at AA blog. Wow, have fun. Quitter client about 2 hours ago.
And as you hear, my messages say when they were done, and that says about 2 hours ago.
Princess Samania, getting ridiculous around here. I'm using the desktop and the iPad at the same time. Love this. Can't put it down. Twitter client about 3 hours ago.
And there you go. Now, if you Control Windows, let's go up to the home again. Control Windows Home.
Terry Clasper at Arinager, yep, me as well. TW inbox more than
and
a minute ago.
And we now do Control Windows page up or page down. I'll page down since I'm at the top.
Lilius Truve at Weebio, trust me, my writing is very, very slow with Slate Grin. Quitter client about 2 hours ago.
That's also.
CNN breaking news. Alaska Airlines, JetBlue tops in overall satisfaction. Survey says http://on.cnn.com/at04nf web about 6 hours ago.
This goes by a certain percentage. I believe it's 1%, but I'll have to look in the configuration when we get there. There are just so many different commands here that we can use, and I'm going to try and touch on all of them here as best I can.
Brian Arjun at Kitch.
Okay, I'm back up to the top of my list, and let's say that I want to create a message to send out to everybody. If you press Control Windows and the N key.
Control Windows N, new tweet dash 0/140 characters dialog, message colon edit. I, apostrophe M, space, K-I-G-O-N, space, M-Y, space, Q-W-I-T-T-E-R, space. PODCAST space RIGAT space NOW period space TAIS space IS space A space NEW space MESSAGE space EO space EVERYONE period.
Okay.
Message colon edit. I'm working on my Twitter podcast right now. This is a new message to everyone.
And I could either hit enter here, or you can also tab around and see what other options you have in the dialogue.
Tab, post this message later, checkbox not checked.
If you check this, you could have this message posted at a later time of your choosing.
Tab, okay button. Tab, cancel button. Tab, message colon edit. I'm working on my Twitter podcast right now. This is a new message to everyone.
Yeah, and this one's pretty simple. You basically either post it now or you post it later. So I can either tab to OK or I can press Enter here, and I'm just going to press Enter.
Enter, Gold Wave, file untitled 1, update posted.
Okay, and normally Twitter would make a sound when you do this. Currently, I have sounds muted, and I'll turn them back on here in a few minutes when I start talking about sounds, but just for recording purposes right now, they're turned off. Okay.
James Scholes, RT at Radio Times, colon, Captain Jack Spack, 4th Sir Corey Cage, Fawutan, that is all, Sean Randall, RT at James Scholes, Sean Randall, RT at James Scholes, colon, at Zimondo, and Quota, 1st UK, Taco Bell, 2, Sean Randall, RT at James, Sean Randall, RT at James Scholes, colon, at Zimondo, Sean Randall, RT at James, Sean Randall, RT at James Scholes, colon, at Zimondo, and Quota, 1st UK, Sean Randall, RT.
Yeah, okay, I'm at the top of the list since the sounds aren't on. I didn't realize it immediately. Okay, you can either wait until Twitter does an automatic update, which is configurable, and I'll talk about that soon enough. Or you can force an update by doing Control Windows U.
Checking for new updates in Home Buffer. No new posts in Home Buffer.
Okay.
Rick Harmon, I'm working on my Twitter podcast right now. This is a new message to everyone. Twitter client more than a minute ago.
All right, and there you see the message. It's up at the top of my list.
Peter Matchich, epically long delayed update. -HT Peter Matchich, epically long.
Nope, not quite. But almost there. All right. Let's say you see something you like now. Let's just go find something.
Rick Harmon, I'm working on my Twitter podcast right now. This is a new message to everyone. Twitter
okay, let's just for grins and giggles say this was a message you had seen from somebody and you really liked it, so you wanted to forward it on to everybody that follows you. If you do a Control Windows Shift R, which is for retweet.
Control Shift Windows F, buffer search dialog, buffer search escape, gold wave, file on.
Hit the wrong thing, sorry.
Cannot retweet your own tweet.
Oh, okay. Okay, Twitter's smarter than I am. See, it won't let you do that.
Sean Randall, RT at James Scholes, colon, at Zimondo, and quote, the first UK Taco Bell 2.0 will open in the Lakeside Shopping Center in June, and the nosh will cost as little as 79p. Corey Cage, the Wooten, that is all. Twitter, James Scholes, RT at Radio Times, colon, Captain Jack Spack, fourth series of Torchwood confirmed, .http, colon, /bit.ly/DDLLSF.
Let's just retweet this.
Control Shift Windows R, retweet dialog. Would you like to add a comment? Yes button, Alt plus Y.
Okay, and the first thing you're shown here is you have the option to either comment on the retweet. You can add your own little comment in front of it, or you can tell it no, just to retweet it. And this is kind of the new way, old way retweeting system that Twitter is basically enforced. If I tab here,
tab no button, alt plus tab, cancel button, tab yes button, alt plus Y.
And let's see, I'll just tell it no.
Tab, no button, Alt plus N, space, retweet posted.
And that'll be reposted. And where we'll actually see that, if you don't comment it on, is in another buffer. We'll talk about buffers here in just a moment. And it'll show up in your retweeted buffer.
Corey Cage, Fawutan, that is all. Twitter client Sarah A. Comian on Switch, will you please convert this 400 MB WAV to Peter Matchich, epically long delayed up. Rick Harmon, I'm working on my Twitter. Sean Randall, RT at James Scholes, colon, at Zimondo, and quote, the first UK Taco Bell 2.0.
Okay, let's say I found a message here that I want to reply to the person.
Sean Randall, RT at James Scholes, colon, at Zimondo, and quote, the first UK Taco Bell 2.0 will open in the Lakeside Shopping Center, and Control Windows R. New reply to Cachondo dash 10 of 140 characters dialogue. Message colon edit.
Okay, if I do a Control Windows R, that is simply a reply. And I can actually send a message back to this person now. So we'll just type something here.
Y-U-M-M-Y, comma, space, T-O-C-O, space, B-E-L-L, exclaim.
And we'll just say, hey, yummy Taco Bell. Back to, I think it's James Shoals.
Enter Gold Wave, file untitled 1, reply posted.
Okay. So, let's go up to the top of the list.
Sarah A. Comey in on switch, will you please convert this 400F, checking for new updates and home buffer.
And again, I'm doing the control windows U to force the update.
Rick Harmon at Cachondo Yummy Taco Bell, Twitter client about 36 seconds ago.
And if I could spell right, I didn't spell Taco Bell right. But now if he would reply back to me, then that would come in another, that would come here in the home buffer, but it would also show up in another buffer here. I'll show you how to get to these buffers now since I keep talking about them. If you hold down on your control and Windows keys and you do left and right arrow.
Direct messages, colon, 1 of 846 items.
You have your direct messages. These are private messages that come to you that only you see. And if you send direct messages back out to them, messages that they'll only see, these don't show up in the public timelines or anything like that. They're just private between you and the person that sent it or that you're sending it to.
Sent, colon, 2 of 290 items.
These are all of my messages that I've sent.
Retweeted, underline by underline me, colon, 1 of 134 items.
These are things that I've retweeted.
Mentions, colon, 1 of 321 items.
And this buffer is when I get mentioned. And you can up and down arrow through these, just like your home buffer.
Paul at Rick, Paul at Rickster the Geek, Paul at Rickster, Paul at Rickster the Paul at Rickster the Geek, head into the Robozerk at Rickster the Geek, accept the advertiser, Paul at Robozerk at Rickster the Geek, lol, but why do that, Robozerk at Rickster the Geek.
And you can just, you know, go up and down through there.
Donald Breida at Rickster the Geek, prob.
Just like you would your home buffer.
Home, colon, 1 of 4322 items.
And if we keep arrowing to the left and the right with the control windows keys, we'll get back to the home buffer. Let's go back up to the top of here.
Rick Harmon at Cachondo Yummy Taco Bell, Twitter client about 2 minutes ago.
Okay. So. All right. Let's see. There are just tons and tons more things you can do, but those are the very, very basic things you can do just with sending out new tweets and replying and RTing and things like that. If you want to see, there are other buffers that you can create if you want to see different things. If you want to see the public timeline that Twitter has.
Loading public timeline. Public timeline, colon, no items. Public timeline updated.
Okay, and that's done by Control, Windows, Alt, and the P key for public. And,
Untitled 1.
Let's see here.
About 33 seconds ago, Kitty Star the Ripper Star posted Kara Uquiro Milito M-Roll Comet Kaka Roberts at Mika Scherzinger at Let Wyatt Eat Raruva. About 43 seconds ago, Liam Brown posted Left Quote at Rock Band, colon, thanks at Green Day for at Rock Band. About a minute ago, Fatima Zara posted Aduo Insomnia Gopurji to Slam Olivieran.
And we're going down through the public buffer now. As you can see, a lot of these aren't necessarily in English. Twitter is a worldwide phenomenon, and you know, not just English speaking people use it.
More than a minute ago posted. More than a minute ago, Emma Jane posted, anyone got Tumblr? Call more than a minute ago, Hispus Palfarver left parent colon.
Okay. And this will just keep updating if you want to leave it here. If you decide you don't want it any longer, you can do a control windows apostrophe.
Home, colon, 6 of 4327 items.
And that will dismiss the particular buffer that you bring up. Now, you can't dismiss every single buffer you have. Certain buffers here can't be dismissed, like the home, the direct messages, the set, the mentions. You can't get rid of those. Those buffers have to stay. Another thing you can do in your buffers.
Direct message home call Ars Technica Guitar Hero gets new guitar Rick Harmon at Cachondo Yummy Toco Bell with her
client. Let's say I sent this
ago.
Out accidentally and maybe I didn't want to do it, or maybe I changed my mind, or maybe I did it to the wrong person. If I press Control Windows and the delete key.
Control message deleted.
The message will delete. Now, by default, Quitter will ask you if you're sure you want to delete this message or not. And I've turned that off because simply, usually when I want to delete it, I want to delete it. But by default, it'll come up and ask you. Now, what this does is it deletes it out of your system, and it also goes out to Twitter and deletes it out of Twitter. So if you've done something really stupid and you realize it immediately, you can usually retract it quick enough that maybe nobody sees it. Another thing you can do to buffers, if your buffers get too full, and sometimes they do, and Quitter will start behaving a little bit sluggishly. If you do Control Windows Shift Delete.
Control Shift Windows Delete. Clear buffer dialog. Are you sure you want to delete 4328 items from home? Yes button. Alt plus Y.
You can clear these buffers out again, and it'll start repopulating. So let's just tell it OK.
Home colon no items.
And now you hear it tell me there are no items in my home buffer. Now here in a minute, though, it'll pull a bunch of them back in, and I'll have like 800 of them again, because that's how I've got it configured to pull at any given time, is a maximum of 800. And that comes in handy there if you need to clear your buffers out, if Quitter's starting to get a little sluggish on you, and it will sometimes when the buffers get really, really big. It's just kind of how it works. That's how you can clear them. All right, some more keys. There are keys, and more keys to talk about here, and I do want to try and cover a lot of these. If you want to see your followers and your friends, you know, who you're friends with, who follows you, you can do that in Quitter too. Control Windows left bracket.
Loading followers list. Followers colon no items.
And that's the key to the right of the P. There's a left and a right bracket there to the right of the P key on your keyboard. Okay, this is my followers, and it does take a moment to populate it. Let's see here.
My ad swaps left parent 2953 followers, 3183 friends, 3 tweets. Last tweeted about 115 days ago. Joined Twitter about 150 days ago. Right parent.
Okay, and I can go down this list. I'm at the top of it, and these are my most recent followers. If I go down to the bottom.
Jeff Bishop left parent 695 followers, 769 friends, 10,017 tweets. Last tweeted about 13 hours ago. Joined Twitter about 1204 days ago. Right parent.
And it gives you a lot of information. It says who the person is, how many tweets they've done, when they last tweeted, when they joined.
Jeff Bishop left parent 695 followers, 769 friends, 10,017.
How many people follow them? How many people he follows? And this can come in real, real handy.
My ad swaps left parent 2953 followers, 3183 friends, 3 tweets.
One of the things you can do here when you're looking at who's following you and who you're following is you can do Control Alt and semicolon.
Retrieve my ad swaps is following you.
This will tell you your relationship between this person on Twitter, you know, and here it's saying they're following me, but I'm not following them. If I want to follow them, and in this case,
my ad swaps left parent 2953 followers, 3183 friends, 3 tweets.
My ad swaps, I kind of doubt it very seriously that I want to follow them back. But if I did, I can do a Control Windows L.
Control Windows L, follow someone dialog, follow who colon edit combo, my ad swaps.
And it'll show you here in this combo box. The person following, if it's, you can do this anywhere, whether it's in a tweet and somebody else is mentioned. If more than one person is mentioned, in this case there isn't, you can up and down arrow here in this, or you can simply type it. It's an edit combo box. It's a sophisticated combo box. You can type in it too, and you can tell it who you want to follow.
Tab, mobile updates checkbox not checked.
And you can also tell it here whether you want them to be allowed to send to you on a mobile device if you have it configured.
Tab, OK button.
OK.
Is canceled. Gold wave. File untitled.
Now, let's say for some reason maybe you were following them and you decided they were trouble or whatever. Or you just didn't care what they were saying and you wanted to unfollow them. If you do a Control Windows Shift L.
Control Shift Windows L. Unfollow someone dialog. Unfollow who colon edit combo. My ads whoops.
Then you have an unfollow process here you can do. And the unfollow process works very much like the follow process with a few little twists. Again, here we have a combo edit box that you can up and down arrow through or type somebody in manually that you don't want to follow.
My ads whoops.
If I tab here,
tab, unfollow radio button checked.
You also have to decide what you want to do. By default, we unfollow. But once you've unfollowed them, you might want to do this process again.
Block radio button checked.
And you might want to block them if they're particularly offensive. You just don't want to hear from them any way, shape, or form. You do this process again and you unblock them. And if they're a spammer, you know, maybe they're somebody's sending you a bunch of crap.
Report a spam radio button checked.
You can also repeat the process here, Control Windows Shift L, and you can arrow down here to spam, and on each one of these individually, you can press
Tab, OK button.
OK, and that will be done. We're not going to do this here for now.
It's canceled. Gold wave. File untitled 1.
OK. Let's see here.
Susan Secure's left parent, 247 followers, 881 friends, 1167 tweets, last tweeted about 8 hours ago, joined Twitter about 128 days ago, right parent.
Here's another really neat thing you can do with Twitter in your followers buffer. If you want to analyze it and find out who is recently following you and who is recently not following you or deserted you, you can press Control Windows Alt and the left bracket.
Followers analysis colon no items. Performing analysis. Please wait dot dot dot. 4 new followers. 3 deserters.
Okay. Now we have another buffer that comes up here, and it's our followers deserters buffer. It's our followers analysis. If I go down to the bottom of it, Control Windows N.
Deserter colon Emran Fi NC Lou B left parent 472 followers, 1114 friends, 392 tweets. Last tweeted more than a day ago. Joined Twitter about 43 days ago, right parent.
If I do Control Windows Alt and semicolon.
Retrieve no relationship exists between yourself and Emran Fi NC Lou B.
I can find the relationship between us, and there is none here. If I go up.
Deserter colon Canada smartest at left parent 2898 followers, 3020. Deserter colon BK7.com left parent 124 followers, 488 friends, 13th new follower colon Soren Oliver left parent 306 followers, 1426 friends, 1 tweets. Last tweeted
and
about 314 days ago. Joined Twitter about 318 days ago, right
now
parent.
I'm looking at new followers, and where this is nice is you can analyze who's following you, see who's just recently following you, and you know. You could say here, okay, I want to follow this person. You could do a Control Windows L and select them and easily follow them. You might want to do this every few days and pick up new followers.
New follower colon Daniel Audit left parent 947. New follower colon Susan Secures left. New follower colon my ad swaps left parent 2953 followers.
Okay. All right. And again, when you're done with these can be dismissed by Control Windows and apostrophe.
Followers colon 2 of 400 home colon 800 1 of 800 1 items.
Okay, we're back in our home buffer. You know, sometimes you want to leave some of these buffers up, sometimes you won't. And like I said, the Control Windows apostrophe will dismiss the ones that you're allowed to dismiss. And now just for the sake of
loading friends list, friends colon no items.
Doing this, the Control Windows right bracket will show you your friends, people you're following, And
John Abreu left parent 78 followers, 127 friends, 1077 tweets. Last Daryl Shandro left parent 816.
And you can go up and down this list or the top and the bottom of it, just like any other buffer, and it'll show you the person's name, how many friends and followers they have, when they last tweeted, and when they joined. So, and you can follow and unfollow through there too. So, all right, let's dismiss this.
Home colon 804 of 804 items.
All right, let's see. What else? There are so many commands. It's just absolutely phenomenal how many commands that Twitter has these days. And if you need some help, you can do Control-Windows-K.
Control-Windows-K, keystroke manager dialog, list view, not selected about Twitter, control plus win plus H provides information about the currently active version of Twitter.
Now, this is the keystroke manager, and the keystroke manager has evolved quite a bit here in the last version. This basically allows you to change any key configuration you want in Twitter. If something doesn't appeal to you, you can change it, so you're not stuck. If you have a program that you like to use and bring Twitter up in at the same time, and Twitter's keystroke interferes with the program's keystroke, you know, you could change it if you wanted. Or if you just simply don't like a keystroke, you can change it. But, you know, be cautious here because there are so many keystrokes, so many different programs. It's really, really hard to find keystrokes that don't conflict with anything. And Twitter has actually done a really good job of this. It really rarely conflicts with anything. But another thing you can do with this list is you can go up and down through it and you can see different commands. If you can't remember something and you don't want to go through the manual to find it, you can just up and down arrow through here.
About Twitter, control plus win plus H provides information about the currently active version of Twitter.
And control Windows H will tell you your version if I do that here.
Control Windows H about Twitter dialog. Twitter 4.0.2 copyright 2009-2010 Twitter developers. OK button.
And we get the version of Twitter we're running.
OK button. Space keystroke manager dialog. List view about Twitter control plus win plus H provides information.
Now, brand new in this version, instead of just doing the key like I did there.
Tab, execute function button, Alt plus X.
If you tab and press this button here, it'll execute whatever key describer you're on, so.
Tab, add dot 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 button, Alt plus A.
And you can add new ones here.
Tab, edit dot 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 button, Alt plus E.
As I said, you can edit whatever. You could change whichever ones you want to something else. Like I said, use this with caution.
Tab, delete dot 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 button, Alt plus
E. You can delete.
Tab, OK button.
Okay, and cancel.
Tab, cancel, but tab, list view, about Twitter control plus win plus H provides information about.
But this also comes in real handy if you just want to find out how to do something and you can't remember exactly how to do it. So we'll go down through here and we'll show you some keys.
Add to list control plus win plus Alt plus L, add a user from the selected buffer item to a list.
Lists are new in Twitter. You can add a bunch of people to a list that'll show up in its own individual buffer, and you can keep these people's tweets all managed in its own little buffer. And you can add and delete people and create lists here in Twitter now.
Jeff Bishop at Rickster the Geek.
Oops.
Apply filter control plus win plus shift plus F, display a buffer containing or excluding the items which contain the specified search criteria.
You can filter in Twitter. You can filter the home buffer and you can find certain things that are in it if you want, and you can exclude certain things from it if you want. Let's just try this real quick.
Tab, execute function button, Alt plus X, space, buffer search dialog, buffer search colon edit.
I don't know. Let's just, this is one of my little pet peeves here. Let's type in,
add D E A L S P L U S,
which is a place that tweets all kinds of advertisements and stuff that I kind of consider to be spammy. Let's just say we wanted to maybe find these people and filter them out.
Tab, available fields, colon, multi-select list box, not selected message text.
And new in this version, you decide how you want to look for it, whether it's in the message text.
Not selected name.
Whether it's actual username, if you want to filter out usernames, which we could do this here, and we may do this here, actually.
Tab, excluding checkbox not checked.
We're either going to find them or exclude them. So if we check this, then we can exclude them from the filter, you know, filter them out.
Tab, OK button.
And we'll just do an OK here, and we'll see how many of these are in.
Stay home, including a deals plus colon one of one items. Keystroke manager dialog. Execute function button. Alt plus X. Retweeted underline home, including a deals plus colon one of one items.
Okay, now here's our new home buffer, and this is only including what I told it to search for, and there's one here.
Donald Breida, RT at deals plus colon win number Apple number iPhone 4 today. Just retweet this and follow at deals plus to win number iPhone 4. Details
so,
colon.
This will basically create another buffer, another home buffer that you can use to filter things out or find certain things, and that comes in handy sometimes. And when you're done with it, you can dismiss it if you want.
Retweeted underline by underline mentions colon one home direct message home colon eight.
Okay, we'll go back to home. All right, let's see here.
Add dot 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 button alt plus A. Execute function button alt plus X. List view, apply filter control plus win plus shift plus F. Display a buffer containing or excluding the items which contain the specified search criteria. Buffer config dialog control plus win plus alt plus O shows a dialog in which you can configure buffer specific settings.
Okay, and we're going to talk about these too. And this is really, there's a lot of changes to configuration in Twitter, and we have different ways to get into various configurations, and I'm going to start talking about those because those are very important. The first set of configurations we can get into, and these are all basically something in the O key. The first one here is going to be Control Windows O.
Control Windows O, Twitter Configuration Dialog, Sound Pack Combo Box, Carpenters.
Okay, and this basically allows us, this configuration section, it's multi-tabbed. And one of the things here it allows us to do is change our sound packs. And I'll show you something else here while I'm at it. Like I said, I've had this muted for basically for recording purposes so we don't hear dings and dongs all the time. But Control Windows M will toggle that status.
Mute off.
Okay, mute is off now. If I press it again.
Mute receive.
We can mute receives.
Mute all but receive.
We can mute all but received.
Full mute.
Or we can do a few full mute. So I'll go ahead and turn this off now.
Mute off.
And now we can select various sound packs here, just up and down arrow through this list.
Bottoms up. Boris. Bells on your toes. Beatles. Baby love. Three animatweet.
Yeah, there you go. You hear, I just got some tweets in, and that's the sound for that I've got something in my home buffer.
Animalism.
Yeah, we got all kinds of things here. Animal noises.
Animatweet.
Forget what that one is.
Baby love.
Baby noises. That's kind of funny.
Beatles.
Beatles is one that Jonathan Mosen did. It's various little Beatles noises to alert you to things.
Bells on your toes.
Bells is a bunch of bells.
Boris.
Boris is a sound pack done by Patrick Perdue. That's kind of nice. It's not very noisy. It's kind of a quiet sound pack.
Bottoms up.
Where some of these others are quite noisy. Bottoms up is bar noises, you know, like pouring drinks and things and ice and, you know, pouring into glasses and all
one
that kind of
tweet.
Stuff. And I just got another tweet.
Carpenters.
Carpenters is... trying to remember. I think Jonathan did that one, too. Or was it Brian Hartshorn? I can't remember. I'm sorry if I got it wrong. I don't mean to say somebody did something they didn't. Or take credit away from somebody that did. But this is the group The Carpenters, and it makes different Carpenters noises from various songs to alert you of things.
For the birds.
This one's bird tweets.
Freedom tweet.
Different noises there.
Go tweeting. I broke it.
There's all kinds of them. If you go to www.quitter-client.net and go look on the site for the sound packs. You can download them there. Basically, what you do is you download them. They're zip files. They have a folder inside. Basically, take that folder inside of the zip file, copy it over into the Quitter folder under Program Files, then Quitter, then find the Sounds folder, go into there and paste it into there. They're all in their own individual folders, so make sure you paste the whole folder into there. And then that particular sound pack will become available here in the list.
Lost in Space, Magic Chimes, Me So Horny.
And that's just a bunch of horns. Don't get any bad thoughts here. It's not what you think it is. It's just different horns that blow.
Messaging with Quitter.
Yeah, and this is the one I like to use a lot. Messaging with Quitter. It's kind of not too loud. Some of these are really loud. And some of them aren't.
Mushroom FM.
Mushroom FM is really wacky.
The Kumba's Arcadium.
That's an arcade sounds.
Quitter Talks Back.
I think Melissa Hoppy did that one, and that's a real interesting one as well.
Sonic.
Sonic is from Sonic the Hedgehog.
Standard.
Standard is what comes with Quitter. It's the default sound pack, and I'll switch to it now.
Configuration saved. Keystroke manager dialog. List view. Buffer config dialog. Control plus win plus...
Okay, now when I do some moving around here, you heard it when you got... tweets in.
Rick Harmon at Jeff Bishop. Yes, I'm sure. Audible and published works by Stieg Larsson of Surfaced in Stockholm.
Yeah, if I go up to the top here,
Audible and published work. Audible and published works by Stieg Larsson of Surfaced in Audible and published.
Oh, interesting. And it's not working. It should ding at me, and it's not dinging at me when I hit the top of my buffer.
Control Windows O. Twitter configuration dialog. Sound StarCraft dash test standard.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm not sure.
StarCraft, Star Trek, Star Trek T, Stargate, Star Trek Compute, stay tuned. ST underline original, Super Mario Brothers, Tron, tweet into the future.
Let's see.
Tweet yourself horse, tweeter of the pack, tweet underline Voyager, Twitter farm, very loud.
Yeah, we could try very loud. That's one of the...
Configuration saved, keystroke manager...
Used to be one of the defaults.
Ranger 1138, Julia Mosin, yay, RT, Brian Arch, Jonathan, Mo mentions Donald Breda at Rick's mute off.
Oh, the mute's on, daggone it.
Home colon, Jonathan Mosin at Jonathan, Jonathan Mosin at Sir.
Oh, very weird. You know, things like this always happen when I'm recording a demonstration.
Mute receive, mute all but full mute, mute off. Jonathan Mosin at Sir, and Jonathan Mosin at Sir, and...
I'm not getting sounds when I'm at the top of my buffers. Let me look here again.
Control Windows O. Twitter tweet stand sonic Twitter the go for car bottom Boris bottom carpenters.
I know carpenters works.
Configuration saved. Keystroke map. Jonathan Mosin.
There we go.
Jonathan Mosin.
When I hit the top of my buffer.
Jonathan Mosin.
I get a dingy dingy. You can use these sounds to identify whether you've gotten a DM in, or you've sent one out, or you've gotten tweets into your home buffer, or mentions, or retweets. They all play different types of sounds. So if I do a new tweet here again.
Control Windows A N O T A E R space E W E E T space F R O M space T A E space R E C O R D I N G. Period. Enter keystroke manager dialog. List view buffer config dialog control plus win plus alt plus O shows.
There, it just went out. It plays a little sound when it goes out. So that's just kind of neat. If you don't want any sounds, you don't have to have any sounds. You know, you can just fully mute it.
Jonathan Mosin at Sir Ianishi sure is.
Let's go back into this.
Control Windows O for new tweets. Twitter configuration dialog. Sound pack combo box. Carpenters.
Because this is not the only thing this configuration section does if I tab around in it.
Tab. Mute status combo box. Mute off.
See, we can mute it. You can set it up here. If you just don't want any sound, you can just mute it.
Tab. Okay, but tab. Cancel tab. Sounds tab. Templates tab.
Okay, and another tab we have in here is templates.
Tab, new generic buffer template, colon, edit, dollar if left parent, geo right parent, left race star, geo
templates
star, right race dollar.
Are very complicated, but very, very powerful, and I suggest that you read the manual for this. It would take me too long to talk about them here, but basically what the templates allow you to do, and there's a couple different sections for them, this allows you to customize quitter to exactly how you want it to announce things in the buffers. And it's very, very powerful. I've kind of changed mine from the defaults. It doesn't say it the way it does on the defaults, but you can have it basically tell you as little or as much as you want. When you first get quitter, it'll say, so-and-so posted so many minutes ago in the message, you know, and it'll actually say, you know, about a minute ago, Rick Harmon posted, this is a test tweet. And, you know, that's kind of nice if you want all of that. I kind of like to get through them real quick. So I've basically changed mine to a little bit shorter. Mine kind of basically goes the name of the person, comma, what they said, comma, when they said it, comma, and what client they used to tweet it. So, but you can change those practically any way you want. And like I said, the manual has a huge reference on that of all the different template variables that you can use. I'm going to turn this off again.
Mute, receive, mute, all but receive, full mute.
So it doesn't keep trying to go over top of me.
Shift tab, templates tab, miscellaneous tab.
And we have a miscellaneous tab here also.
Tab, enable DM safe mode, checkbox checked.
Okay. And DM safe mode is kind of controversial. I kind of like it to be on because I don't like to make the mistakes, but the author and others defaulted to off because they said, you know, you basically should, when you reply to somebody's DM, you should do it the proper way, which is Control Windows D to DM somebody instead of Control Windows R to reply to somebody. If you are in your DM buffer, your direct messages buffer, which is private, and by default, if you Control Windows R reply to somebody, by default quitter puts it out into the public area. And you know, a lot of times this can be very bad things, and you know, being the people we are and having the habits we have, you know, it's very, very easy to inadvertently want to just reply to a DM. So if you're going to do that, instead of doing it by technically the proper way, which would be the Control Windows D to even reply to a direct message, you want to set this DM safe mode on. You want to check it. And what that does is if you inadvertently do a reply instead of a direct message, it'll still treat it as a direct message and not a public reply. And can keep you out of a lot of hot water.
Tab, ask before removing your sent tweets and DMs, checkbox not checked.
Okay, and this will ask you whether or not when you tell it you want to remove something, you know, Control Windows Delete, there's your prompt. You can turn this on and off whether you want to be prompted.
Tab, perform standard actions with home slash end keys, checkbox not checked.
I am not sure what this does.
Tab, prefer URL shortener colon combo box is .gd.
Okay, and this just allows you to pick from one of many URL shorteners, which basically takes a long link and makes it into something little like tiny URL does. So it can fit in your tweets a lot easier because sometimes you can take up the whole 140 characters just from a link.
Tab, retweet style combo box. Ask whether comments are to be added left paren, recommended right paren.
Okay, and here is where you can tell how you want to retweet. You can do it where it asks you.
Never add comments left paren, automatically retweet right paren.
You can tell it to never do it, just automatically retweet it.
Always add comments left paren, old style right paren.
Or you can do it the old way, where it always assumes you want to add a comment.
Never ask whether comments are...
And I leave it to the default where it asks me, because sometimes I just want to retweet it. Sometimes I want to put a comment in it. And sometimes it's too long, and you don't have a choice, so... Probably best to just leave that right where it's at.
Tab, reply to self, checkbox not checked.
Okay, and generally, you know, you don't want to talk to yourself, whether it be... out in public or on Twitter. You know, you kind of look a little odd when you talk to yourself. So here's a way to avoid doing that. And believe me, I've talked to myself many times on Twitter, so this is a nice handy function here to have.
Tab, okay button.
Okay, let's get out of this one. That's all there is in this particular configuration area.
Space configuration saved. Keystroke manager dialog. List view. Buffer config dialog. Control plus win plus alt plus o.
There's a control window shift O configuration.
Control shift windows O. Twitter configuration dialog. Language selection colon combo box. User default.
Okay, and this allows you to do such things as pick your language.
Tab. Okay button. Tab. Cancel button. Tab. Language tab. Speech tab.
Okay, we have a speech tab.
Tab, speech output combo box, auto.
Basically, you'll leave all these things to the way they are, because Twitter does a very good job of deciding, you know, like what language you're using, you know, from, gets that probably from the operating system itself. Speech, this allows you, you can either use auto. Why is that on?
Mute receive. Mute all but receive full mute.
Okay, let's hope it stays. I don't know why that was on. It's not supposed to be. Alright.
Auto 1 of 2.
Speech settings. Auto lets Quitter decide what it is. You know, if you're using JAWS, Window Eyes, or whatever. System access. There's some tricks to getting it to work with NVDA. There's some kind of hook you have to install. Some kind of control DLL file that I'm not real certain of, but if you're using NVDA, I'm sure you can find out all about that on the NVDA mailing list. They'll be able to tell you. Or somebody here on Twitter using NVDA will be able to tell you how to do that to allow NVDA and Quitter to speak together properly. But generally, you leave this on auto. You can choose Sappy from here as well if you want to do that, but I always just leave it on auto.
Tab, Sappy speech tab, Sappy speech tab, enable speech recognition, checkbox not checked.
Now, this has been here for a while, but as far as I know, it still doesn't work. So, but I think they're working on some kind of speech recognition for Quitter, and I don't think that's there yet, as far as I know.
Tab, okay button, tab, cancel tab, speech tab, navigation tab. Tab, move by percentage amount left parent as a percent right parent edit spin box, 5.
Now, here's what I was referring to where we was doing the control windows page up, page down, and the control windows shift page up, page down. This one here is the control for the control windows page up, page down. It moves by a percentage, and the default is 5%.
Move by percentage amount left parent as a percent right parent edit spin box 5.
So you can alter this here. Most of the time, I think most people don't even mess with any of this, but it's here if you want to be able to do that.
Tab, move by time left parent defined as hours, colon, minutes, right parent, hours, edit, spin, box,
and
1.
Here is when you do the control window shift, page up, page down, you move by a time, and the default is 1 hour, 0 minutes.
Tab, move by time left parent defined as hours, colon, minutes, right parent, minutes, edit, spin, box, 0.
And these can be changed to your liking.
Tab, undo stack size, edit, spin, box, 100.
I forget what this does exactly. I'm not familiar with this control either, but I am assuming if you delete something and you want to undo it, there's a way to do it. I'll have to see how that's done, but actually I don't know how to do it either. But here's the setting for that.
Tab, okay button.
Okay.
Tab, cancel button, tab, navigation, braille tab.
Oh, braille tab. Yes, and this is something I don't think about very often because I don't do a lot of braille here. Don't have a display or anything, but Quitter supports braille displays.
Tab, braille spoken text, checkbox checked. Tab, OK button. Tab, cancel button.
And basically, I think you turn it on and off through there.
Tab, braille tab, miscellaneous tab.
Yeah, we have a miscellaneous tab.
Tab, show confirmation dialog before exiting Quitter, checkbox checked.
Okay, and the way you get out of Quitter when you're done with it is control windows F4. And here you can set this to whether you want a confirmation dialog or not. The default is you get a confirmation yes-no dialog when you press that keystroke to get out of Quitter.
Tab, OK button, tab, cancel, but tab, miscellaneous.
Okay, and that's it there.
is configuration canceled. Keystroke manager dialog. List view. Buffer.
All right. One more configuration management area that we have is by pressing Control, Windows, Alt, and O.
Alt, Control, Windows, O. Rickster, the geek buffer configuration dialog.
Now, this is
up
a real
left parent and minutes right parent
powerful area. Because this basically controls a lot of how Twitter says things to you and how you get, how many tweets and stuff you get at any given time.
Shift tab, home tab.
We're in the home tab right now, your home buffer.
Tab, update interval left paren and minutes right paren edit spin box, 1.
We can change how often we want this to update. I currently have it set to 1. I think it defaults to 4 minutes.
Tab, number of posts to download per update edit spin box, 200.
You can tell it how many posts to update at any given interval that it updates, and it's set here to 200, which is the maximum. Then, if we tab again,
tab max API calls to use per update left parent 1 API call equals 200 tweets right parent edit spin box 4.
I have this set to 4. So basically, what happens here is now it will retrieve every minute, and it will retrieve a maximum of 200 times how many of API calls we use here. And since that's set to 4, then my maximum is simply 4 times 200, which is 800. And that's how many tweets maximum. So you can adjust this. And, you know, if you want 200 tweets at a time, you know, I turn mine off overnight, so I set it to like 800 because some nights I actually get about 800 tweets a night. So you can adjust this as you see fit.
Tab, spoken template, colon, edit, dollar if left parent, geo right parent, left brace, star, geo star, right brace, dollar name, dollar message, dollar from, dollar when.
Now this is where I was talking about templates. This is the main area that you change your templates in. I'm not sure in the control windows O in that template tab what all that does, because a lot of it doesn't seem to work anymore, at least as far as I know. I think it's for buffers that you create and not these given buffers that are permanent, so I'm not sure if I understand that fully yet or not, but I think that's what it does. It's for it to like the public timeline, the trends timeline, filter timelines, and things like that. But here's where you set your template, and like I said, you want to refer to the manual about this. We just simply don't have time here today to talk all about that.
Tab, clipboard template, colon, edit, dollar name, dollar message, dollar when.
And that's how you want to show it in the clipboard. If you copy something to the clipboard, you can control that as well.
Tab, OK button, tab, cancel, tab, home tab.
Okay, and we have all of this for the home tab.
Mentions tab.
The mentions tab.
Default settings tab. Home tab. Direct messages
direct
tab.
Messages tab.
Sent tab.
Sent tab.
Retweeted underlined by underline me tab.
The retweeted by me tab. Or the buffers, I mean. So these are all the same.
Set the default settings tab.
And the only one here I think that's different is default settings. Let's go in here.
Tab, update interval left parent and minutes right parent edit spin box, 4.
See, and this still says 4.
Tab, number of posts to download per update edit spin box, 200. Tab, max API calls to use per update left parent 1 API call equals 200 tweets right parent edit spin box, 1.
And I think this is just settings for...
Tab, apply settings to all buffers, checkbox not checked.
Well, you can apply it to all... So this gets a little complicated, but yeah, you can apply these settings to all your buffers.
Tab, OK button.
But that's just basically the defaults of how often it pulls and how many it pulls. So, all right, and let's get out of this. And if you want to save these, you just tab to OK, and it'll say, you know, configuration saved.
This configuration canceled. Keystroke manager dialog. List.
All right, we're back here to our keystroke manager again, and I'll arrow back down through here some more. Today we're probably only going to talk about the Twitter session due to time constraints. I don't want these to get super, super, super long. So what I'll do is I'll do a part two here tomorrow, and we'll cover the other sessions and show you how to create the other sessions and use them. But I think today we'll just cover Twitter. There is so much here in Twitter to cover.
Buffer config dialog control plus win plus alt plus o shows a dialog in which you can configure buffer specific settings. 4 of 78.
Okay.
Change key map control plus win plus K allows you to change the keystrokes.
And that's where we're at right now. Control Windows K.
Clear buffer control plus win plus shift plus delete clears all items from the current buffer.
Yeah, we talked about that already. Control Windows shift delete will dump the contents of your buffer.
Copy to clipboard control plus win plus shift plus C copies the current item to the clipboard.
Okay, and that's if you actually want to copy something, a tweet, to the clipboard instead of the control Windows V just to look at it. If you actually need it to go to the clipboard directly, this is how you do it.
Current item control plus win plus space speaks the current item and its position relative to the total number of items in the current buffer.
And we've already done that. Control Windows space repeats the tweet and basically tells where you're at in the buffer.
Current session control plus win plus shift plus space announces the currently active session.
And we'll get into this more later, but that, let's see.
Current session control plus win plus shift plus space announces the currently active set.
Control Windows shift space.
Twitter : Rickster the Geek.
And it just says what session I'm in. It's telling me I'm in my Twitter session. And I have a couple of these, so I'll show you here in a moment how you can use multiple Twitter sessions here with Twitter. I have one for Rickster the Geek, which is my personal, and then I have one for Blank Geek Zone, which is just posts related to the website.
Delete current control plus win plus delete removes the current item from the current buffer's database.
Yeah, we talked about that. That's the control Windows delete. That deletes a buffer from your database, and it'll also go out and delete it from Twitter itself. Kind of like a retract a tweet option. If you say something or do something you didn't really want to do.
Delete session win plus alt plus delete completely deletes the given session and all associated data.
Okay, you have to be real, real careful here with this one.
Delete session win plus alt plus delete completely deletes the given session and all associated data. Delete session win plus alt plus delete completely deletes the given
Windows
session and all associated data.
Alt
11 of 78.
And delete will actually, if you press that, will get rid of your entire session and all the data in it. So if I did that here now, it would dump my Twitter session for Rickster the Geek. It would dump all my buffers, all my data, and I'd have to recreate this all over again to pull tweets. So be real careful with that.
Device notifications control plus win plus shift plus D toggles whether or not device notifications will be sent to your mobile device. Your device must be configured on
this,
Twitter first.
This actually sets whether your mobile devices get your tweets, you know, like if you're not at a PC or whatever and you got a mobile device configured to receive tweets, and you kind of want to use this with caution if you have limited numbers of text on your cell phone a month. You can configure Twitter to allow this or not allow it, and the control Windows L, where you're following people, you can actually go in there and tell whether or not when mobile messages are on, whether or not their messages will go there or not, because sometimes you want to limit who you have go to your cell phone, you know, just due to lots of reasons.
Dismiss buffer control plus win plus apostrophe if possible removes the current buffer from the list of buffers for the current session.
And we talked about that. That's control Windows and apostrophe, and that dumps a buffer wherever possible, like if you bring your friend's buffer up or your public buffer up or things like that. You can dismiss them if you don't want to see them when you control Windows left and right arrow to go to different buffers in the current session.
Dismiss session control plus win plus shift plus apostrophe removes the current session from the list of sessions.
Okay, and that removes it from the list of sessions, but it doesn't actually delete it.
Exit Twitter control plus win plus F4 allows you to exit Twitter.
Control Windows F4 will let us get out of Twitter. Or Twitter.
Export control plus win plus E allows you to write items in a buffer to a separate file.
This will allow you to export your all your tweets out to a text file or whatever. And I haven't really ever done this, but I guess sometimes it can come in handy.
Favorites control plus win plus alt plus F creates a buffer containing the tweets you have favorited.
Now let's actually do this. I think I set a favorite up in here on purpose. But this allows you to set up favorites. You might want to keep tweets for favorites.
Tab, execute function, favorites, no items.
Okay, and I don't have any here, so let me leave that up, and then we'll get to the point to where we can do a favorite, and we'll do that.
Alt tab, gold wave, alt tab, quitter readme dash windows in alt tab, keystroke manager, execute function button.
Okay.
Add dot 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 button, alt plus A.
Oops.
Shift shift tab, favorites for control plus win plus alt plus shift plus F creates a buffer containing the tweets the specified user has favorited.
And then down here, later we'll show you how to actually put something in there.
Favorite tweet win plus alt plus F add the current tweet to your favorites on Twitter.
Oh, there we go. Okay, let's do this. Let's see.
Favorite tweet win plus alt plus F add the current tweet to your favorites on Twitter. Favorite tweet win plus alt plus F add the current
win
tweet to your favorites
F.
on Twitter. 19 of 78.
Okay, let's go.
Mentions colon 1 of home colon 48 of 807. Brian Archon at Cachondo. Yeah, it's a horrible thought. Twitter client about 24 minutes ago.
So Windows Alt F if we wanted to mark this as a favorite.
Alt Windows F. Tweet added to favorites.
Okay.
Mentions colon favorites colon 1 of 1 items. Follow. About 19 days ago, CNN breaking news posted report about 19 days ago. See about 19 days ago, CNN breaking news.
Oh, I did have one here. Okay.
About 19 days ago, CNN checking for new updates and favorites buffer. About 24 minutes ago, Brian Archon posted a
it's
a horrible thought.
So, now that's in. So you have this favorites buffer that you can call up, and it will have anything that you've used the Windows Alt F to mark as a favorite. You know, you can kind of keep these as, you know, almost like bookmarking, you know, like you do in Internet Explorer or Firefox. Okay.
Followers follow control plus win plus L allows you to follow the specified user.
Okay, and we did that. That's control windows L, follow somebody.
Followers control plus win plus left bracket creates a buffer containing the people who are following you.
And we've done that. Control windows left bracket to show who's following you.
Followers analysis control plus win plus alt
we
plus
did that.
Left bracket
follower,
analyzes your
followers
list to determine your new followers. Followers for control plus win plus shift plus left bracket.
Now, here's one we didn't do, and I'm not going to do it here, but...
Followers for control plus win plus shift plus left bracket creates a buffer containing the people that are following the specified user.
If you're in the followers buffer, or you're in the friends buffer, and you do the control windows left or right bracket, depending on which one you're in, you can find the followers of that particular, let's see.
Followers for control plus win plus shift plus left bracket creates a...
Yeah, for left bracket. If you do it again while you're on a person in the followers bracket, you'll find out the followers of them. So you can get really, really, really deep into the buffers here.
Force sync to disk control plus win plus alt plus shift plus S saves the current session's database to disk.
This is something I don't get into here, really, because I let Quitter handle it. Every so often, Quitter writes all these updates. It pulls down to disk, and it's done in a certain number of minutes. This is a way to force it to do it, if you'd need to. Typically, I think, too, when you do a control Windows F4 to get out, you also sync to disk. So this isn't really too important, I don't think.
Friends control plus win plus right bracket creates a buffer containing the people who are following.
And there's your friends control windows right bracket.
Friends for control plus win plus shift plus right bracket creates a buffer containing the people the specified user is following.
And there's the thing where you can find out who's following friends of friends, actually. And that gets really, you can really get... You can get so many buffers set up here.
Full mute control plus win plus shift plus M globally mutes all Quitter sessions.
Okay, and there's one of our mute keystrokes.
Geolocation control plus win plus G reports the geolocation info of the tweet if available.
Now this is really, 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 really cool. If you get a tweet that says star geo star on it, that means that person's announcing where they're at. And I don't know that I have any here in my buffer, unfortunately, to demonstrate this. But if you...
Geolocation control plus win plus G reports the geolocation info
if you
of the
control
tweet, if available,
Windows G on that tweet, it will actually bring up a dialog, and it will show you exactly where they're tweeting from. It'll give you right down to the house address, if possible, depending on where they're at. And that's really neat. And like I said, again, that's on tweets that have the star geo star at the beginning of them. It means somebody's telling you where they're at.
Geolocation dialog control plus win plus shift plus G puts the geolocation info of the tweet into a dialog with text fields, if available.
And there's another thing. You can actually put it in the text fields.
Geolocation input control plus wind plus alt plus shift plus G allows you to specify coordinates.
Yeah, control geolocation input. When, let's see, what is that? Control windows.
Geolocation input control plus wind plus alt plus shift plus G allows you to specify coordinates for which
that's
you
a
want.
Hard one. Control windows alt shift G. And I've used this actually. I wanted to verify my latitude and longitude coordinates from my phone to see how accurate it was. Based on Google Maps compared to how accurate it was from the Sendero 2010 maps. And by doing this here, the Control Windows Shift Alt G, it will bring up a dialog. You type in your latitude and longitude. You can get that, you know, from your phone, you know, if you have the ability to do so. And it will go out to Google Maps and it will find your exact location from that, and the more precise of a latitude and longitude you give it, the more precise of a return it'll give you here. And that can be really cool. That's really neat there.
Get rate limit status control plus wind plus reports the number of calls you can make to Twitter left parent max is 100.
Okay, what that does is shows you how many API calls you have left in an hour. Yeah, we'll do that here. It's Control Windows A.
Check you have 321 API calls left. They will reset to 350 calls in 48 minutes, 49 seconds.
So we have plenty, but that's how you can tell if you're getting low on tweets. You know, you can just do that to Control Windows A. And if you're doing a lot of things like we were doing here and it's just reset, so, you know, like getting followers and followers of followers and friends and relationship statuses and public timelines and all those kinds of things. Those all use API calls. Getting tweets uses API calls, I think. Sending tweets uses API calls. So everything uses API calls, so you got to be aware of that sometimes.
Import database control plus win plus shift plus I import an old Quitter database into the new database.
If you're updating from an old version of Quitter to this version of Quitter, this is how you can import the old databases into the new system.
Import database control plus win plus shift plus I import an old Quitter
control
database into the new database.
Win
32 of 78.
Shift and I will do the import. It'll take your old buffers into your new buffers if you need to.
In reply from win plus alt plus up moves to the tweet that the current tweet is a reply to. In reply from win plus alt plus up moves to the tweet that the current tweet is a reply to. 33 of 78.
Oh, okay. If somebody tweets something and you want to see what it was in reference to, and this works sometimes and sometimes not, it depends on how it was tweeted from another client, you can do a control, or not a control, sorry, a Windows Alt and an up and down arrow, and it'll move through your buffers showing you the progression of the tweets that are associated with that particular tweet. And that can come in real handy when you don't understand what a tweet's about. You can Windows Alt and down arrow to see what was said prior to it. And like I said, sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. It's nothing that Quitter has control over. It's just, you know, if the tweets have been done right, it can do that.
In reply to win plus alt plus down moves to the tweet that is jump to post control plus win plus J moves you to the item of the specified index in the current buffer.
And you can do that to jump around. I don't really do that much, but it's there if you want to jump to a specific tweet.
List manager win plus alt plus L quote allows you to manage or create new lists.
This allows you to do what I was talking about earlier by putting people in lists, and this is how you create the actual lists or delete the lists. It's just the management portion of it. And I really haven't done any of that here, so I'm not going to really talk about it, but it's there if you want to mess with it, and the manual describes all of it.
List URLs control plus win plus B list any URLs or mentions of a Twitter screen name in the dialog.
Control Windows B will allow you on a tweet where somebody has tweeted a URL. It'll allow you to do that. You do the Control Windows B and it'll give you a edit or a combo box that you can up and down arrow through and select the URL you want to go to and hit enter on it. It'll bring up Internet Explorer and take you to that website.
Local Trends Control plus Win plus Shift plus T creates a buffer containing the trends for the specified location.
And I don't do any of that here. I'm not sure what that part of the trends does, but there's a trends thing doing. We'll get to that here in a minute.
Main config dialog control plus win plus shift plus O shows a dialog in which you can configure quitter global
settings. And
we've
been in there. That's for the global settings.
Move buffer left control plus win plus alt plus left allows
you
to move.
If
you
want to move
the
these buffers
buffer
around,
left.
You can do it. If you don't like the way they're positioned, you can move them around by
move buffer left control plus win plus alt plus left allows you to move the current
control
buffer
windows
to the left.
Alt
40 of 78.
Left and right arrows will allow you to move the buffers around if you want to change how they're positioned.
Move buffer right control new DM control plus win plus D allows you to
control
send a
Windows
direct message
D,
to a user.
Like I said, allows you to send a private message to a user. Also allows you, if you're on a DM from somebody in the DM buffer, if you can DM back to them using that. That's control Windows D.
Newest item control plus win plus home moves to the most recent item in the current buffer.
Yeah, we talked about that. That's to get to the top. Control Windows Home.
New reply control plus win plus R allows you to post a reply to a tweet.
Yeah, we've covered that. Control Windows R to reply to somebody.
New session control plus win plus shift plus N allows you to create a new session.
We'll talk about this next time. This is creating new sessions.
New tweet control plus win plus N allows you to post a new tweet.
We've done that. That's a new tweet. Control Windows N.
Next buffer control plus win plus right moves to the next buffer in the list of buffers for the current session.
Okay, and I'll touch on this just right now. And this is the way you move around from session to session. Control, Windows, Shift, and... Let's see, wait.
Next buffer, Control, plus Win, plus Right moves to the next...
Yeah, Control... Shoot.
Next buffer, Control, plus Win, plus Right moves to the next...
Control, Windows, Right. Is there...
Mentions, colon, 1 of 300, favorites, colon, Oops. 1, next buffer, Control, plus Win, plus Right moves, new tweet, Control, next buffer, Control...
Oh, that's the next buffer.
Next item, Control, plus Win, plus Up moves to the next item in the current buffer.
Control, Win, I was going to show you sessions. I'll do that here in a moment. Control, Windows, up and down arrow again moves you to the next tweet.
Next item, step control plus win plus prior moves forward in the current buffer by the percent set in the main configuration dialog.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Next item, time step control plus win
yeah,
plus shift plus prior
that.
Moves. Next session, control plus win plus shift plus right moves to the next session in the list of next session, control plus win plus shift plus right moves to the next.
Control, window, shift, and right or left arrow.
Salona colon Salona, key map unsaved, gold wave, file untitled, Twitter colon Rickster the Geek.
Okay.
Twitter colon BGZ Twitter.
We have these different sessions here.
Bing colon Bing. Stopwatch colon TikTok.
And these are sessions I've created. These won't be here automatically when you do this. You have to create these sessions. And like I said, we'll talk more about this in part 2.
Salona colon Salona.
There's my Salona session.
Twitter colon Rickster the Geek.
There's Rickster the Geek for Twitter.
Twitter colon BGZ Twitter.
And there's now here's BGZ Twitter. Now if I go into here.
Mentions colon 1 of 42 items. Home colon 1402 of 34. So about 31 minutes ago, Jonathan Mosen posted now listening to a digital dare on Mushroom FM. I checked
now
his
name
to be sure. Direct messages colon no items.
These are my tweets and my buffers for my Blind Geek Zone, which is a separate Twitter account. So you can have multiple Twitter accounts running here in Quitter just by creating different Twitter sessions.
Sent colon 2 of 176 items. About 18 days ago, BGZ website update colon several new files on the audio page tonight. Enjoy. I think I have everyone's contributions there. About 18 days ago, BGZ website update colon several new
and
files on the audio
see,
page
as you can see, I don't post to this one a whole lot. Let's go back to...
Bing colon Bing. Stopwatch Salona colon Twitter colon Twitter colon BGZ Twitter colon Rickster the Geek.
Okay, and again, that is Control, Windows, Shift, and the left and right arrows. Takes you back and forth between your sessions that you've set up. Okay, let's go back to Control, Windows, K.
Control, Windows, K. Keystroke Manager Dialog. List view. Not selected about Quitter. About Quitter. Followers. Followers. And reply to win plus alt. Jump. Lister. Low. Main. Move. Move. New. Stop. New reply. New set. New tweet. Control plus win plus N allows you to post a new tweet. Next buffer control plus win plus right moves to the next item control next item step next item time step control next session control oldest item control plus win plus end quote quote moves
okay,
to the
okay and
item
we've
the
talked about
buffer.
This control windows and end will take you to the oldest item in a buffer
prev buffer control plus win plus left moves to the previous buffer in the list of buffers
control windows
the
left
session.
Arrow just like control windows right arrow moves you around in the buffers for the current session.
Prev item control plus win plus down moves to prev item step control plus prev item time step prev session public timeline control plus win plus alt plus P creates a buffer containing
Twitter's
public timeline.
We covered the Control Windows Alt P to bring up the public timeline.
Relationship status control plus win plus alt plus semicolon retrieve and speak the current relationship
control
between
Windows
yourself
alt
and the user
semicolon
associated with the focused item.
Is the relationship, and we showed that briefly, and you can do that anywhere on any tweet, and it'll tell you, you know, whether you're following them and they're following you, or, you know, what your exact relationship is there between that person.
Retweet control plus win plus shift plus R allows you to retweet left parent RT right parent.
That's
current.
For retweets, the control window shift R.
Retweets buffer control plus win plus alt plus R creates a buffer containing either your friend's retweets, your retweets, or your retweets.
Now this is how you can create your buffers that show retweets and how you want them done.
Show configuration dialog control plus win plus O shows the configuration dialog for the current session.
We've covered that.
Stop speech win plus S silences speech output.
Okay, we really haven't done that. I guess maybe if that is if you're just brailing, if you're doing it through braille.
About 39 minutes.
Oops.
Stop speech win plus S silences speech output 63 of 70.
I just hit the control key myself, so.
Toggle keyboard help control plus win plus shift plus K none.
Now, this I hit, well, actually, there's nothing set up for this. So I was going to say I haven't done this, but there is no keystroke set up for this. This must be something future-wise.
Toggle mute control plus win plus M toggles between the different mute settings.
Yeah, we did that. I showed you that, how to set how you want to mute things.
Toggle speech recognition win plus shift plus S toggles quitter's ability to recognize spoken commands.
And I don't know that that's functional.
Twitter search control plus win plus slash allows you to search Twitter for the specified term. Twitter search control plus win plus slash allows you to search Twitter for the specified term.
Control.
67 of 78. Twitter search control plus win plus slash allows you to search Twitter.
Control win slash.
Control window slash. Twitter search dialog. Twitter search colon edit combo.
This will allow you to search for things on Twitter. I don't know. Let's just type in blind.
B-L-I-N-D.
What the heck?
Tab. Persistent results checkbox not checked.
I'm not exactly sure what the difference is between persistent results and non-persistent results are. I apologize.
Tab. Save search checkbox not checked.
And you can save the search.
Tab. Post for update colon edit spin box 100.
And here's how you tell how many updates to return. You set this number. And then you tell.
Tab. Max API calls to use for update left parent 1 API
how many
call
API calls.
100 right bracket.
So if you need 500, you set it to 100. And you set API calls here to 5. And it's basically 5 times 100, just 500.
Tab. OK button.
And then we go to OK.
Search for blind colon no items. Keystroke manager dialog. List view. Twitter's favorites colon retweeted underlined by sent colon 5 direct messages. Home colon A mentions colon search for blind colon 100 of 100 items.
And I've just control windows left arrowed till I got to this.
About 44 seconds ago, Anka posted actions speak louder than words. I may be heartless, but I ain't blind. About a minute ago, underline, Phoebe posted a rebound romance burns fast and hot like a shooting star. About a minute ago, Jess Profits posted a Jody Judo underline, yup, he definitely needs glasses. I mean, fair enough if he were further back, but third row, S blind, X.
And there you go. Different things you get to hear about. Different people there. So, and when we're done with this, if we don't want it anymore, we can just simply dismiss it with the control windows apostrophe.
Mentions colon 1 of 321 items. Twitter trends control plus win plus T creates a buffer containing the top.
Control windows T.
Control windows R. New reply to what to it dash data is canceled. Keystroke. Trending colon worldwide colon no items. Trending colon worldwide buffer refreshed.
This allows you to get the top 10 trends in Twitter. When people are using the pound sign in a word or words in a tweet, that's called a hash, and Twitter keeps track of those and creates a trends analysis from that. And here's the buffer.
Rise, MTV Movie Awards, Strasburg, Brinkman, Joran, Clipe Alejandro.
And you can do things with these to go in and see what people are saying about each one of these trends, but I really don't mess with this much.
iPhone 4.
Tell you the truth.
Number Peliculast Wateras. Number Nazdabit. Number I do not support. Number I do not support.
Okay. And there's 10 of these in here. And that'll update if you leave the buffer open. I'm going to dismiss it.
Mentions colon 1 of 3. Undo navigation control plus win plus Z. Undo the last navigation left parent I dot E. Item or buffer change right parent.
Oh, interesting. I haven't really messed with that.
Unfavorite tweet win plus alt plus shift plus F if possible removes the current tweet from your favorites.
Okay, if you got something in the favorites and you don't want it anymore, there's how you get rid of it.
Unfollow control plus win plus shift plus L allows you to unfollow, block, or report the specified user as a spammer.
And we've talked about that.
Update current buffer control plus win plus U check for and retrieve any new tweets in the current.
And we've done that. Control Windows U is a forced update.
Update profile control plus win plus shift plus P update the information displayed on your Twitter profile for other people to view.
Oh, and here's how we can, here you can update your profile.
Update profile control plus win plus shift plus P update.
Control, Win, Shift, P.
Please wait while your profile is retrieved. Update profile dialog. Name left paren maximum of 20 characters right paren. Edit Rick Harmon.
And here's my profile. I can actually, instead of having to go out to Twitter, I can change it here.
Tab URL left paren maximum of 100 characters right paren. Edit http://www.blind-peak-zone.net. Tab location left paren maximum of 30 characters right paren. Edit Akron, Ohio. Tab bio left paren maximum of 160 characters right paren. Edit Akron, Ohio's peakiest blind man. If you are blind,
and if you're
help,
new to Twitter and you set up your account, I definitely recommend that you set your profile up totally, especially your bio. A lot of people on Twitter won't follow somebody if they don't have a proper bio set up.
Tab OK button.
Okay. And we can do OK to save it, or we can escape out of it here to cancel it.
It's canceled. Keystroke manager dialog. List view.
That comes in real handy. You don't have to go clear out the Twitter to update anything.
User info control plus win plus semicolon speaks information about the sender of the current tweet depending on the value of the temp. User info control plus win plus semicolon speaks information about the sender
and,
of the...
And, okay, let's just...
Home colon 86 of 916 items. Julia Mosin, yay, RT at 0,
okay.
Colon, proud to
and
be
if
a
if I do a
NZ
control,
Tops 2010 global peace
Windows
index,
semicolon.
Colon, HTT, 277 followers, 120 friends, 2383 tweets.
It basically just tells you, you know, how many people's following them, how many people they're following, and this, all that sort of information.
User info dialog control plus win plus shift plus semicolon displays a dialog containing information
okay,
such
now
as the screen name, real name, whether or user info dialog control plus win plus shift plus semicolon displays.
Control Windows Shift semicolon.
Control Shift Windows semicolon. User profile dialog. User profile for colon edit combo. Julia Minx.
Okay, and I tell it who I want to see, and that's it defaults to whoever you're selected on.
Tab OK button.
Go to OK.
Stay loading profile for Julia Minx. Keystroke manager dialog. List view. User info dialog control plus win plus shift plus semicolon displays real name colon read only edit Julia Mosin. Tab screen name colon read only edit Julia Minx. Tab location colon read only edit New Zealand. Tab URL read only edit http://www.julesflute.com. Tab bio colon read only edit like meeting new and interesting people vow clinical psych student TTU graduate CNI grad outgoing married tab tweets are protected colon read only edit no
okay and it gives you the information about the person and what the status of their tweets is whether they're protected or not what that means is by default your tweets all go out into the public Twitter timeline that everybody can see. If you have your tweets protected, then only the people that follow you, that you allow to follow you, more precisely, see your tweets.
No. Tab, number of followers, colon, read only edit, 277.
So number of followers.
Tab, number of friends, colon, read only edit, 120.
Number of friends.
Tab, number of tweets, colon, read only edit, 2383.
How many tweets they've done.
Tab, average tweets per day since joining Twitter, colon, read only edit, 2.
Average tweets per day.
Tab. Date of last tweet colon read only edit 6/8/2010 2:40:31 p.m.
And their last tweet given on your local time.
Tab. Date joined Twitter colon read only edit 10/2/2007 5:14:59 a.m.
And there's when they joined.
Tab. Close button.
And we can close it.
Space. Keystroke manager dialog. List view. User info dialog control plus win plus user search control plus win plus shift plus slash none.
That isn't implemented yet. Obviously, there's no keystroke for it, and it would allow Twitter to search for people on Twitter.
View tweet control plus win plus V allows you to view the current tweet in a dialog.
Okay, and we covered that. The control Windows V to take a particular tweet, put it in a dialog so you can move around in it or edit it or retweet it or whatever.
View user timeline control plus win plus I creates a buffer containing the timeline of the specified
and
user.
And there's one we haven't done. Control Windows I if you're on a particular tweet.
Julia Mosin, yay, RT at 0, colon,
say we want to see Julia's timeline here. If we do a control Windows I.
Control Windows I, individual timeline dialog, buffer for colon edit combo, Julia Mace.
Now, provided their tweets are not protected, which Julia's is not, then...
Terry Clasper, hope you can join myself and Trace from the Tom Mushroom FM, so crank it up for 2 hours of fun and Mushroom FM, as well Aaron B. Edgar at NASA at Digital Dare, it's a patchable Canon D, and it is indeed played at weddings.
Let's see here.
Direct message home, colon, for mentions, colon, one of the favorites, colon, one of two items.
Gotta get in the right timeline.
Retweeted underline control sent colon 5 of 2 direct messages call sent colon 5 of 2 retweeted on favorites mentions colon home colon direct messages sent colon 5 retweeted underline by under.
Yeah, why didn't it?
Control Windows I, individual timeline dialog, buffer for colon edit combo, Rickster the Geek.
No.
Is cancelled, individual timeline dialog, buffer for colon edit combo, Julia Mace. Tab, posts per update, colon, tab, max API call, tab, OK button, space, loading timeline for Julia Mace, Julia Mace's timeline, colon, no items, keystroke manager dialog, about 7 days ago, Julia Mosin, about 49 minutes ago, Julia Mosin posted, yay, RT at 0,
and there
colon,
we go.
Proud to be a Kiwi, NZ Tops 2010 Globe, about an hour ago,
and there's her tweets,
favorites, colon, Julia Mace's timeline, colon, 2 of 199 items,
and it's one of your buffers now, and like I said, when you're done with it, you can simply dismiss it, control Windows apostrophe,
favorites colon one.
But that allows you to pick somebody that you're looking at the current tweet, and if you want to see what else they've said, that's one way to do it, especially if you're not following them. And like I said, as long as their tweets are not protected, you can do this.
View user.
Okay, and that is the last thing in the keystroke manager. No, exit
escape,
out of that.
Escape, keymap unsaved, gold wave, file untitled one.
Okay. All right, well, we've went on quite a while here. Not sure what time it is.
3:31 p.m.
Wow. I started at 10 minutes till 2, so this is a very long podcast, longer than I usually like to do. And as I said, next time we will talk about the various different Twitter sessions. Today we talked about the Twitter session. Next time we'll talk about the Celona, the Bing, and the stopwatch sessions, and how to create sessions, and how to use those sessions. So, all right, this wraps this up, and I hope that I've covered everything. I hope this is a useful tool for you that want to get into Twitter and want to use a client. I definitely think Twitter is the best one out there as far as I've seen on any platform, you know, Mac, Linux, Windows, whatever. This is really an excellent program, and can't say enough good about it, and so check it out. All right, that wraps it up. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time with part 2.